Big Timmy's
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. I'm Big Timmy.
No, you're not Big Timmy. Imposter. Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. And joining me this week is my wife, Tanya.
Hello.
And the imposter himself.
Imposter.
Mr. Jazz Chicken.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Imposter.
Well, that, however that noise goes in that TV show.
The Tim Allen one.
Yeah.
Home Improvement. he did that noise himself, apparently. He spent ages perfecting the noise.
Doing it whilst intercourse with his wife.
Yeah.
She's all there like, oh, Tim, and he's like, she's like, can you stop? That's not the kind of thing I want to hear, Tim. And I'm getting a divorce from wow, what a weird way to start the podcast, but a weird way to end, put the final nail in the coffin of 2020. So I thought it would be sort of fun to do a sort of like highlights of 2020 from us. I know that there's not many highlights from 2020. It was quite rubbish, but I think there are some positives that came out of it. And so I pose the question to you both: what positive thing can you take from 2020? What lesson can be learned? Do you think, Dave? Would you like to go first?
I'm not sure with regards to lessons that I can learn, more lessons that the general public could learn. but we'll stay away from that. positives, I guess I'm grateful that I didn't contract the virus. I mean, there was a case towards near at the very start of the lockdown that I did come down with a nasty cold. I don't know if maybe I had caught it and somehow fought it off very quickly, but I would have thought it would have hit me harder than it did. So I think I just caught just a cold or something, because there are other bugs still going around. So I'm thankful I didn't get ill from it all, and that none of my family got ill from it all. Even though most of my family were also being a bit stupid. so thank God that they didn't catch anything.
Were they the people licking doorknobs then?
They weren't licking doorknobs, but when there were all rules saying don't go anywhere, stay indoors, don't go to shops or anything, and like my nan and my uncles and aunts were still like going to the shops like every day. Oh. Or like then they'll come back and go, oh, I forgot this, best go back. You're like, what are you doing?
No, don't do it.
What are the positives? I got a muscly Pikachu.
Woo!
I'm glad it's a positive and not a negative. To be honest, we were very, I was sort of there just like, oh, is this...
But there's not really any, like, much negatives in ways of anything that happened to me personally, because just nothing happened the entire year. So I'm like, I don't know what to report on.
Well, I'd say that your Twitch channel sort of giving.
Well, yeah, it's picked up a little bit. We've got a lot more regulars, so it's nice. I mean, that's the one thing I am grateful for as well with the whole Twitch streaming. It has helped my sanity because I am pretty much alone the entire time. Got to see you guys the odd few moments, and we've been able to talk to each other a lot, and with some of our other friends as well.
That's one thing that I've enjoyed was.
Thankful that none of you guys got ill as well.
Yeah, well, that is actually quite an interesting thing because I did get sick towards the beginning.
Yeah, at the very beginning.
And
didn't
it seemed very much like it, but like I've never had a test or anything. I could be patient zero for all we know.
The chosen one.
Yeah, I'm the one that's like completely immune now. I can shoot lasers at my eyes.
Lasers.
Yeah, I would say going back to the sort of friends thing, like thinking about it, we've interacted with or seen a lot more of friends with the things like the online chats and things like that.
Yeah.
Which has been very nice because you're sort of there like, oh, yeah, we can actually like hang out a bit more. And it's weird because that technology's been there, but we've
never really used it.
Yeah, you saw there like, oh, we could just do like evenings where we're doing like quizzes or games online and we could just be on video camera with each other. Although everyone's now seen my ratty pajamas, so there is a I said we weren't going to go negative, but I have to say my ratty pajamas have come out quite a lot, so.
Are they made of rats?
Yes, they are.
They're made by rats.
Yeah, they're just a living set of pajamas. Which means they often expose holes. What would you say, Tan? Do you have any?
What positives?
Any positives? Anything you enjoyed this year?
Well, obviously.
Well, last year.
Obviously, the moving is obviously a big thing that we've obviously done this year, and I'm super grateful for that because, like, working from home in a one-bedroom flat and all you can see is your. And I know, Dave, you can appreciate this completely, like having nowhere else to go, but you're working in your living space and that's it. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. My amount of movement is get up from my bed, go around the bed, sit down and then start work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then when I've done that, I get off my chair, go back around my bed and then lay on my bed to stretch my legs out.
Oh.
And then I'm like, I really need to move. So that, yeah. I've now started like just randomly jogging on the spot or jumping up and down just to get my body moving.
So I'm kind of really grateful for that because obviously now I can have a spare room. We've got a spare room. We can just close the door. So I'm really happy for that. I'm kind of glad I got referred to the dermatologist because that was...
Yes.
Getting a bit out of hand, I think.
For those of you who don't know, Tanya has had some eczema issues.
Yes.
So the dermatologist has sort of swooped in and is helping you sort some issues out.
Yeah. So I think there. Obviously, I have you. I don't think I'll be able to live without you. So.
I mean, you had me in 2019, though.
I know, but you have been my rock. Especially when I've been stuck indoors all day.
Yeah, having to pick me up at night, you sort of like, thank God I get to leave the house for 20 minutes or something.
So, yeah. I think they're probably my best things.
Oh, good. Don't really... I mean, I suppose being a bit more connected... with videos and video calls, that's sort of been quite good for me. Like, I obviously haven't seen my family this for the entirety of 2020. So getting to video call with them at least.
Yeah, that's been good. Seeing them pretty much every week.
Yeah, you know.
So
It's like just a bit more than a phone call, which I know it sounds weird.
It's just seeing their lovely faces.
Yeah. This might sound weird, but I think it's it's definitely a positive. Obviously, I don't know if I have mentioned, I can't remember if I have mentioned it on the podcast, but my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and it might sound bad that I'm saying it's a positive, but it's like now we know how to help him.
Yeah.
And so there's a better understanding of what he's going through.
Because we've been waiting on this diagnosis for, 2 years?
Yeah, so it's sort of a nice thing, and now support can be given
as and where it needs to be.
Yeah, and the right support, as opposed to just being like,
try this, do that.
Yeah,
what about this?
Have you tried going for a walk each day? It's like, no, that's not going to help.
No.
Or it's not helping. So yeah, and I've got to say, I know we've been locked in and all that, but getting to play some computer games has been very, very nice.
Well, that's the worst of it. It's like you and me haven't, like, and yourself, Dave, we haven't been off. We've always been working throughout this whole period, haven't we?
I've been grateful for that fact that, you know, it hasn't affected my work in any way. I've been lucky in the fact that I've had a job role that hasn't been badly affected with having no customers or needing to lock down or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can still look at poop.
I can still look at photos of poo.
Poop. Can't go wrong with... Everyone has to poop, you know.
Yeah, and everyone...
Yeah. And somebody and then, has to the unlucky that. Guy has to go around, unblock the blockages and take pictures, and then I have to look at the pictures.
Well, think of it this way. At least you're not the one taking the pictures.
Well, exactly. I'm not the one cleaning it. I'm not the one smelling it.
What if they
no, thank you.
What if they said, now you've got to check the scent as well, and they send you...
A lot of our contractors that go to sites have pretty much lost their sense of smell anyway now.
No way.
They've burnt it out with fire.
I'm guessing just due to the length of period that they've been doing it, it's burnt their sense of smell out.
Oh. Poor guys. What a terrible thing, not being able to smell fresh baked.
So they also have to go to the pump stations and the waste treatment plants. So I'd imagine they consistently stink.
Yeah.
There's no getting around it, is it really?
Yeah, they've gone nose blind.
Nose blind. My nose can't see anymore. Yeah, I mean, I've got to say, at least we've had jobs, and
yeah,
you know, there are a lot of people I know that haven't had them, and I will say, you know, if you have lost your jobs, I can only send you my love, really.
Yeah,
and you will get through. I guarantee you will get through.
Well, so you have to kind of, I know, think of it in a better way. Like, there's obviously something better for you.
Yeah.
Out there. I know it sounds awful to say, but like, you've closed one door and you're just like, now it's time to open another door. So.
Yeah. I mean, of course, unless you are Donald Trump, in which case.
Just close that door and get rid of
it.
Yeah,
you probably.
Just do it.
You probably just go to prison. So, not necessarily a better door for everyone.
No.
Have you seen some of the news things that's happening over there? It looks like there's a potential civil war about to break out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite scary, actually.
Yeah, so I think another thing is to say that thank God we don't live in America.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. On a pogo stick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cheese and crackers, guys. It's just, yeah. My heart goes out to you.
Who do live in America, please stay safe.
Yeah. And as you've got family over in America as well, haven't you? She's like, oh my God.
Yeah, none of them are around Washington, so hopefully they won't
be too effective. But
yeah, but you know, again, with that, things will get better. They might get worse, but at least there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yep, absolutely.
And I think that's the main sort of crux of. of what I want to do with this episode was to just be like,
things can only get better.
I'm now bold.
Yeah, so I was gonna say, my next thing, what's gonna be 2021, what's the hopes? And I guess for you, Dave, it's that you...
I did a stream on New Year's, or New Year's Eve, all the way through to New Year's, and the moment it hit midnight, the moment 2021 came by, I had technical issues.
No way!
Sound failed, the mic failed, because I plugged a controller in a different port, because I also did an extra thing where I showed my face to people, because normally I don't have my webcam at the moment while I'm living it. So I had my webcam in, and I thought, oh, well, I'll play this game. I'll use my other port to use the controller. And then my PC went, oh, you want to put sound, video, everything into that controller? And I'm like, no, what are you doing? And then it wouldn't change back to normal. So I was like, great, fine. Welcome 2021. And yet now I got sick of my patchy hair on top, so I've shaved myself completely bald.
Yep, we've seen lovely pictures of those on Facebook.
Although now it's more sandpaper as it's starting to grow back.
Well, the rest of it, you either kind of keep it bald and keep maintaining it, or you let it go a bit fuzzy and then...
Oh, yeah. I'll be the guy who would make it go like fuzzy a little bit and then chop it back off again. I think I'll shave it every day.
Yeah, it's too much hassle.
I'll have lots of ingrowing hairs otherwise.
That's true. Don't want that. Do not want that.
Nobody wants that.
Nope.
Do you have any hopes?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to get back to dancing. Because now I also teach the street classes at my dance school. So not only do I do ballet, modern and well. I do modern, not that we have any children who do modern at the moment, and or youngsters, I should say, and now street. So obviously we've already missed 1 year of exams, and obviously we do a prize giving to obviously give out the awards for the kids that have done their exams, and we do a little show with that. We might not be able to do it this year either, so that's 2 whole years of just not doing dancing, so it's just kind of sad. So hopefully we'll get back to that. That's all I can say. That's all right. That's what I like, really.
Oh, good.
So that's my hope.
I'd like to go and have a...
Oh, and see your parents.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yes, that'd be amazing.
I mean, that's my main...
That would be amazing.
My main thing. I would like to get back to Comic-Cons. Just feels like ages. And I know it's a bit of a trivial thing, but it's... You know, I think sometimes you need it.
Yeah.
And also, I'd like to go to a pub and have like a beer.
A beer.
In the beer garden in summer.
In summer. Sorry. Yeah. I just thought I'd laugh then.
I mean, the good thing is that we've been able to watch some TV and movies and stuff like that. So.
Oh, yes.
Because we actually got to watch... it's that movie that we liked.
Oh yeah, that one.
Yeah, you know
what with Dark Waters.
No,
the one with those actors.
That was a good movie. But I was talking about Buckaroo Banzai.
Buckaroo Banzai. Oh yeah, Buckaroo Banzai. That was great.
A movie that I've been told to watch it for the longest time, and I finally actually sat down and watched it.
That was good.
And I've got to say, it was worth every second. Such a great film. Jeff Goldblum's in it.
He is.
And he's Christopher Lloyd.
He's a cowboy.
Yeah, he's a cowboy called New Jersey. Who, go figure. yeah, so that, you know, some, it sounds silly, but there's some things that it's like, oh yeah, I managed to at least catch up with some movies and play a lot of video games.
I've been watching a Bleach marathon, just going through all the episodes of Bleach.
Oh, I should actually mention, for those listening in the future, or for like people listening out of the UK, we are in a second lockdown, third lockdown, sorry. Really. We're in lockdown three.
Third/fourth. It's more of a continuation from the third, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, we've only had
We had one in April.
Yeah, because they did the little lockdown around Christmas, and now they've just said, oh, we're going to have a lockdown from now until whenever. So,
oh, like, when oh, they, so well,
it's basically continuing from Christmas then.
Yeah.
When they turn us into tier four, technically. But yeah. See, I would, of course, that class that as lockdown three.
Yeah.
So lockdown three, so.
Yeah, I would have called that a lockdown.
It's just, look. We're just locked down crazy in the UK.
We are.
So yeah,
I can imagine so many businesses just failing now.
Yeah, I am so sad for those people, because I know a few people who've got businesses and stuff. Like, as I say, that's why I'm worried about dancing, because obviously, you know,
that's a business.
That's a business. So
there's actually a games cafe in the town that we live in called Worthing, and they basically opened just before the first lockdown, and they're now sort of struggling, but they're looking at doing rentable board games. So like, you rent a board game out from them, and then you obviously have certain, you rent it for like a week or whatever, or a weekend, and then you bring it back.
Okay.
So I was like, that's quite a cool idea. But then again,
the trouble is, you don't know if the people renting it are cleaning their hands.
Well, that's it, exactly. How on earth do you...
You have to laminate everything and just wipe it down.
And they're spreading it around with the board games.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I guess so. Well, hopefully they'll be able to work something out with that. I'm sure there's some sort of plan. They put everything in the washing machine. Yeah, stick those cards in the washing machine. Yeah, it's just like... They come out as a massive clump
of mush, paper mache. Yeah.
Who knows? But yeah, I think once this is all done, maybe those of you listening at home, like, pay more attention to the local businesses you've got, and give them some love. Why don't you give them a little kiss from me? All right. So just as a quick thing, we're just now going to hand over to our northern correspondents, Rachel and Paul. And now, from our northern correspondents, Rachel and Paul, let's hear what they have to say.
This was a good Christmas present, Tim.
It's absolutely epic. That makes it sound like people actually enjoy what we have to say.
So
2020.
Yes.
What do we think of 2020? Well, for us personally, I suppose a hell of a lot has happened, doesn't it, really? We've moved house.
Yes. We managed to be one of the very few people that managed to buy a house in the first couple of weeks of the national UK lockdown back in April.
Which nearly broke Rachel.
Nearly broke me. We were meant to actually exchange and complete on the house the day after Boris announced the first lockdown. And that was a fun evening.
Yeah.
Crackers.
Yeah. So, and then weirdly, in the week after that, we ended up on the front page of BBC News because I decided to talk to a journalist.
Unbelievable. No. Honestly, the first time I heard of it was just people randomly WhatsApping me in the morning, like, oh, I've just seen you on the news. And I was like, what? only to be sent the article, and then ta-da.
So anyway, yes,
thanks for that.
So anyway, but we managed to buy the house, and but then we couldn't move into the house because we couldn't get essential things delivered to it, like a fridge, so we didn't move into
We could have gone back to like the Stone Age
and yeah just kind we could of, have camped maybe
yeah created like a fire in the living room and
So, yeah, but we decided not to do that. So we moved eventually in June. So that was pretty cool. What else happened? You built some ramps on Nightingale Hospitals, didn't you, for COVID-19?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I was part of a project that made or gathered together 30,000 items of protective equipment for frontline health workers. Nice. So we did our little bit in the COVID-19.
I'm gonna have to stop us now, tracks here.
Why?
Because this is like, oh, look what we look what we've done this year. Oh, aren't we so good?
Yeah, you guys are making my list look really shit. Yeah, like totally. I'm so like.
And then what happened? And then I won two awards, didn't I?
Yeah, Rich was an award winner.
Oh, yeah. Project I was part of was the project of the year in the local digital awards, and then I became one of the Tech Women 100 this year.
We did, which we did say in our last,
yes,
our previous pods, right, didn't we? So
yeah, so now you have the power to manipulate technology in whatever way you choose, and we all hail you as our technical master.
Yep.
Oh, we became an auntie and uncle this year. We have we gained a niece. That was very exciting. So, yeah, it's been an exciting year all round, hasn't it?
Tech 100. Paul, would you set my phone up for me, please, and put my SIM card in?
I'm so technical.
How do you turn the sound up and down on the TV, Paul?
Oh, and at the end of the year, we've just gained an electric car to complete the tech year that we've had, haven't we? So, yeah, join the electric future.
Yeah, and I've just been DIYing my little knob off.
Oh, you have, yeah.
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 In fact, the DIY is just, I've took it to new levels now. I've embarked on something that I've started to regret. So I managed to acquire 3 tons worth of cobbles, like really old, like, cobble sets. And now I've worked out a bit of Googling how much I've got to dig down and what I've got to prepare. And I'm probably going to have to dig out something like 6 tons worth of earth.
Nice.
Oh, God. So it's I've actually got, I can't physically dig out anymore now because I've got no more space to put it all. I'm just a joke.
So basically we're just keeping busy and I started a master's and you started a diploma. So yeah, we're just keeping busy.
Oh
so
God,
sounds really
like,
busy, more like.
Yeah, like lockdown schmockdown, I reckon.
Yeah,
for you
totally.
So I take it there are a few pots boiling for 2021. What do you reckon's gonna happen? Are you just gonna continue to travel onwards and upwards?
What's next year going to bring?
What is next year going to bring?
Hopefully a vaccine.
Well, yeah, we really hope we're going to get a vaccine. That would be lovely.
And I'll tell you what would be really nice. Like, honestly, the simple things. We've just discussed this the other day. Like,
cafe.
Yeah, just let's go for a cup of coffee. Let's, like, do strange things, like meet our friends. Let's see you guys actually in person rather than speaking to you through a computer. It's all, I think, just the small things, really.
Yeah.
And it's, I know for personally, and I won't get into the detail, but it's like family and friends. I know that, you know, it is, all of this is causing genuinely like quite a lot of angst and heartache. And it's just nice to think at some point that we'll be through that for people that are kind of struggling and suffering because it's not easy. I mean, really, we've had it easy, really, I suppose, in many ways, because we've been kept busy. Mm-hmm. I think for those people on furlough and that, they've had nothing to do.
Or have been unemployed
or lost their jobs. I mean, my heart goes out of them because I can't imagine anything from personal perspective. You know what I'm like with boredom. So I'm just hoping really next year's, well, there's obviously going to be a lot more digging.
Yeah.
Nice.
More diploma and masters.
More studying, yeah.
Yeah, more studying. More work. And yeah, what else? Oh, I'm going to get a bike and we're going to go bike riding. And you're going to do the Great North Run.
Well, yeah, that's if my pudding knee holds up.
Not the pudding knee.
Yeah, that's actually, looking ahead, hopefully that is one thing. Hopefully my health, hopefully my jaw decides it wants to function like a jaw is supposed to function. That would be quite nice. hopefully my knee starts looking like something that belongs to a human, not an elephant.
That would also be quite good, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm trying to think, what are the ailments I've got at the moment? It would be nice if they would.
Hopefully our matching Christmas burns will heal up, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, yes, you have matching Christmas burns.
Yeah, please. Hopefully I don't develop sepsis, because at the moment it's like 50 pence piece worth of red.
So, yeah, I don't know. So I think we're just hoping for some, I don't know, positive 2021, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping more than anything is just I want to see more of the good in people, because I think we've seen so much good this year with everything that's been going on, and so many great examples of people kind of doing good things, creating amazing things, and all that's been lovely. But equally, it's like we said this when we went on a walk the other day, it's kind of, it's brought out the best in people, but it's also brought out the worst in some people as well.
I mean, you've had these people trying to take advantage of the you know, shortages and things like that, and well, yeah, people
putting and also the people scammers out of jobs. Over telephones as well. That's come into light as well.
Yeah.
They've been out in full force.
They have.
It's just a bit weird. I mean, I don't, that side of people, I mean, it really, if anything, it just highlights, I think, as a species, we are so greedy and self-centered. Whoa, what's happened there?
That was my idea.
Hang on. A Milo's happened there.
A Milo happened.
That'll be forever known as a thing. Yeah, oh, I've just had a Milo.
Just had a right Milo. Can you not go on the...
Come sit here. Come sit with us. Come
and maybe in 2021 we'll finally become godparents. That would be nice.
What, legitimately godparents.
Legit godparents.
We were meant to go and become godparents in April, weren't we? But that obviously didn't happen.
I mean, it's maybe not a bad thing, because really all that involves us just standing in front of lots of people lying, doesn't it?
I've already told them we're not going to be the goddy godparents. It's fine.
What, the goddy godparents?
How was that received?
They've got other godparents for that. It's fine.
Yeah, I think...
That base is covered.
Tim's asked a good question. How was that received? Because I didn't even know what the reception was to that.
Well, I just said, I know Robin quite well, the twins' mother. And I just said, yeah, but you know that we don't do the church thing, right? And so we can't really be godparents. And she was like, no, it's fine. One of the other five sets of godparents, they're well religious, so you're good. So. Oh, yeah.
Five sets of godparents.
Who did they leave out?
Christ.
Actually, they didn't call us. God damn.
No, they didn't call us.
So I'm not sure what their categories for godparents were, but we're clearly not the religious ones. So...
You're not the religious ones. There was the ones that...
Were religious.
Yeah, the ones that are religious. There's the ones that are probably not going to turn up. Then there's the ones that will be... sort of like, you know, they'll walk past in the street and go, oh, yeah, there you go, parents. In 20 years' time. And then there's the ones that are actually space mutants.
So, maybe that's us.
Yeah, are we the underground people?
You're the underground people, yeah, of course. But we can't forget about the underground people. Hopefully they won't come and kill us this year. That's my main hope for 2021, is not to be murdered by the underground people.
Am I other
little bit... To be fair, he's been quite killer instinct at the moment.
Yeah, he has.
My other little bit of a reflection on this time as well, and I was thinking of this, God, it's always when we go on walks, isn't it?
Mm.
On these philosophical walks.
Philosophical walks.
It's like people have been, on the whole, like we're banging on because of these civil liberties and no one can tell me what to do and nobody can this, that and the other. And it's, I think we're in a very privileged, gifted position that we've got the freedoms that we have got. And I think if you rewind the clock, I mean, my grandparents and I talk about war times and all the rest of it. And like, God forbid, can you imagine being told to like black out and like switch your lights off?
I mean,
bloody uproar at the moment. Whereas it's just, you've got to do what you've got to do. And I just, it's, you know, it's a lot of people are really, really taking it quite badly in a way that I think, really, is that all you've got to bloody
worry about
and whinge about? And come on, get a grip.
It's also when you see like footage from Italy where like there were people, you know, breaking lockdown, and the police were literally just walking up to them with batons and just beating the shit out of them.
Yeah,
and then hang on. And then people
you've got to love the Italians.
Yeah. And then there's people in the UK that have just been like, they charged me some money for breaking lockdown. And you're there going like, okay, man, well, it's either that or you get a broken jaw.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I mean, I'd rather pay a fine if I was going to be... I'm not going to go try and get in trouble, though, because...
No.
I can not see people for a while. It makes seeing them later on far...
Far better.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I'm a little bit conflicted about this as well, and it's this vaccine's... Or the vaccines they're talking about, and the 90% effective or something. And a lot of people that I know, and probably it's about 50-50 actually, there's a lot of people saying they're not going to have it.
And
fair enough, you're entitled to think we're not going to have it. But then I think to myself, it's not just about yourself, it's everyone else. Because if you're just a carrier, then you're symptomatic and you're spreading it. If it's only 90% effective, there's 10% of people that still could get it. And if God forbid, if my grandparents caught it from somebody that was just refused to have a bloody vaccine out of ignorance,
yeah.
I'd be well pissed off.
I think that's one thing I really hope for 2021, is that the conspiracy theories and all that kind of thing sort of take a back seat again.
Yeah.
Because, like, you hear about these people as well that are not taking the vaccine because they think that Bill Gates is going to track their
movements.
Like, their movements, and, you know, while they're using their Google phone, to, like, you know, check their location.
Not that they already do that now, as is anyway.
Like, yeah, it's just like everything's already tracking you, but they're concerned that Bill Gates is going to, and Bill Gates is not even, as far as I'm aware, he's not really involved. Maybe he is. Maybe
I'll tell you honestly. I would love to sit down with these people. It's exactly the same. I've got the same feeling towards the flat earthers. we watched a documentary once about these flat earthers, and honestly, you think to yourself, are you seriously for real? I mean, they just can't, the bullshit that they were coming out with, and just the sore believer, and it's laughable, really, but you think, are you that? In fact, I don't think they do believe it. I think they're like just being different.
Here's my theory is, and... I think I've said it before, so apologies if anyone else has heard this, because I do like to say this. I think they're just lonely people, and they make a video on put it on Facebook or YouTube, and people give them attention, so then they're like, well, this is who I am now, then. And then they build friends and stuff, and they get so far into the lie that they can't
get themselves out.
Leave it.
And I think that's what's happened as well with this sort of, you know, now that people are isolated a bit more, they're making these conspiracy theory videos and stuff like that, and putting these posts onto Facebook, and they're getting attention for it. They're getting people, you know, noticing them, and maybe that's what it is. That being said, I've seen a few people that I know are in the middle of families and things like that, and they're not isolated, and they're still just sharing this bullshit. But,
yeah,
you know, maybe it's just the fact that we live in an age now where opinion matters more than fact.
The
Who
medical
knows?
Expertise.
Yeah, yeah, there was the a politician that said, there was a politician that said, I think the public are fed up of hearing from experts, which is really weird because, you know, he's sort of basically saying, like, we shouldn't don't listen to experts, listen to your feelings, which is not necessarily the best piece of advice. I won't mention that politician's name because I think he's deplorable, but but yes,
it does not make you question or just social media and everything in general. So much good. I remember when all started off and you had Friends Reunited, remember that? That chestnut, and it was really good in that respect because you could get in touch with people that you've never met and all this. That was very new and novel, but there wasn't if I think of where it's at now and the lengths it's gone to and the amount of bullshit that's out there and the amount, I'm so pleased I'm not grown up in it now. I feel heartily sorry for people that grow up and they're kind of grown up online and they're judged online and, you know, the expectations and stuff, there's put unrealistic expectations upon people. So, yeah, I'm hoping that 2020 brings a bit of a revolution in that respect as well. I know for a fact it won't.
2021.
That's what did I say?
2020.
Yeah, 2021. Yeah. No, I'm hoping within the next 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
There's an absolute revolution.
Well, hopefully, when the listeners listen to this and they see the change in social media, they'll know that it's because of you, Paul.
Well, I'm hope, yeah, and just
you know, I agree with you though. I think people do need to just sort of put it down and move aside. And
yeah,
I do. I have met some really nice people online, and you know, hopefully those relationships will stay in that.
Yeah.
But I do agree. It's just so much like, oh.
And can I make, just before we sign off, can I make one plea as well?
Yes.
And that plea is, I'm really hoping that everyone that hears this, and I'm going to do this as well, it's just kind of reach out to one person that you've maybe not spoken to in a hell of a long time, or that you know is going through a bit of a hard time, and even if it is through social media, and just reach out to them. And just, I was saying this again on our walks, these bloody stupid, we're going to have to stop going on these walks. And it's just, I've got quite an urge at the moment, just like, just trying to help some people and help people and be a bit more, not that I'm selfish, but be more selfless. So I think it'd be really nice if we could all just kind of extend out and kind of offer olive branches to people.
I think
that's
the perfect way to sign off, sort of thing. Because yeah. That is, you're exactly right. And there should be more love in the world, and yeah. less animosity.
There should be more of that.
Yeah, and there should be more love.
Yeah, definitely.
And that goes for you too, Milo, wherever you are.
He's in the window somewhere.
What a bastard. Anyway, thank you so much, guys.
No problem. Thank you for having us. And we look forward to kind of speaking
again
next year. Happy New Year.
Yes.
And to you.
Back to the studio. Wow. That was a great chat with Rachel and Paul. Don't you feel better for hearing that?
Absolutely.
I love it when they talked about that topic.
It was so good that I couldn't even believe it. And now we're walking away with a better understanding of
Northern Lights.
Yeah. The secrets of the universe.
My life, I'm walking away.
Do you were you jealous of those comments that Paul made?
Oh, absolutely. When he said that bit about the thing and the stuff, that was when I was like, oh my God, I wish I thought of that.
I knew it. And on that note, I'd like to finally thank you all for listening for another year. It's it's quite crazy to think that we're still doing this.
Yep.
I like it. I love it, and I'll do it until I don't. And I'm sure that you two enjoy yourselves as well, right?
I do. It's good fun. I have a good laugh.
And you, Dave, you love talking to us on the podcast, don't you?
Sure.
Thanks, Dave.
Charming. And on that note, don't forget to check out JazzChicken87 on Twitch. And we'll love you and leave you. Thank you so much for listening. I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
And I'm Elastic Band.
Wow!
For playing with yourself, you should get out of my house now. Fuck 2020. And have a good 2021.
Yeah. The outro music.
That'd be fucking amazing if we had that. Like every week you just start playing the Elastic Band.
All the spoons.
Well, you need a kazoo out, man. You could just be like...
Don't tempt him.
Bye.